10% is Carl still with us? Carl, do you remember the dollar figure on the 10% increase last year? It was about $3 million, I think. It's faster than $10, but then a slight more because of the economy.
Yes, it will have this year's raises.
Ron, council members, this is Mike Drexel. A 10% increase on top of what was already provided to judges for this fiscal year would be $3.8 million ongoing.
And that includes all the other officers who are tied to that, but that does not include, Michael, historically, that number we have or have not included commissioners.
That doesn't have any commissioner money in it.
Yeah, so that 3.8 does not include commissioners because we have to vote later to match. It does get automatically.
It gets a little tricky. That's absolutely right. It does get a little tricky because that means that then the council always has to fund that out of their own budget, out of existing funds, rather than asking the legislature for those funds. If there were a way to kind of run those things concurrently, that would be great. It'd be great for us to be able to ask for that money for the commissioners along with the money for the judges and that would.
Put in perspective.
Take that up over for me.
The commissioners and others, I mean, I write about even staff, I guess. I don't know if staff.
So by statute, my salary is now.
So yours and commissioners, how much would that add to this 3.8? You know, is it like $100,000 bucks or like?
It'd be about $200,000 additional dollars, I think.
That's right, Michael. It would be about 200. Our legislative fiscal analyst is aware of these other positions that hinge off of what the judges pay and would put into the request those amounts as well.
Next year, maybe a year where it would be especially important for the council to have that money come from the legislature rather than try to find it internally. Budgets might be a bit tighter for us. So 2 years ago, the number one priority was compensation increases for judicial assistants. And the council was very clear that was the number one priority and in fact said to the commission on compensation, thank you for reaching out to us. We are not going to advocate for an compensation increase this year, but advocating for staff. We don't want anything to get in the way of being that. Staff, we received that increase for staff that we requested last year. The number one priority was judicial compensation. Judges received a 10% increase. This year, the question is where our compensation increase is.
The pay for performance category that's number five on our list, that's for our employees, our staff.
Correct.
That would be discretionary increases that managers would be able to provide to staff based on their performance. And this helps to support a change that the judiciary made. It's only been a few years ago to change away from a system where people get raises based on time in the chair to.
Well, I mean, at the risk of making an unpopular comment, I guess I would say 2 years ago, we put judicial compensation aside and placed priority on our staff. Perhaps it seems reasonable at this point to say, okay, maybe our compensation request should at least go above pay for performance. I don't know where it should fall with respect to the others, but at least above number five would be my initial comment.
Could I ask a question? If we feel it's important and the Judicial Compensation Commission doesn't, so if you go there and they don't support it at all, that I guess look a long weird or how's that come across?
It makes it quite unlikely that it would get funded. So they will have meaning their compensation commission will have a report out. Michael, you remember when they're going to have a report out? Is that for November?
For the November Executive Appropriations Committee meeting, yes.
By November, people know what recommendation they are making. And if they chose to recommend
nothing, then the council could remove that from its.
So we could do that down there.
Do that down there, yes.
Well, if I could say something, last year's 10% very generous, but it was 1% below inflation. Inflation was low. And in my view, it should go between number one and number two.
I agree with that positioning. I also think that there's an argument to be made that, you know, recruiting new judges for these positions, if they are funded, I think part of the goal has been all along to make these positions more attractive and to make sure that the best candidates are applying for the bench. And so I had the same thought that it should go right there, probably between one and two.
So let, I just want to add, and I'm glad no one's suggesting this, but we ought to leave number one. I know that several of the interpreters, the word has gotten out that we prioritize this, and several have addressed me in court, and I need to now go back and say, oh, well, now we changed our priority. And so I'm strongly advocating that we leave number one where it is. I think that, that sends a good message to our interpreters.
I think in discussing the number, though, we can think of a number of 10%, but I wanted to ask Ron, what if executive compensation makes a recommendation to the legislature on your meetings you've had the last 4 months or so, what do you think is the most likely figure that they would advance, not the group on them to advance? You understand what I'm asking?
Yes. And so I don't want them, I don't want anybody to advance a request less than what we're asking for because of what I'm about to say. I think the most likely scenario is something. I think the more likely scenario is if everybody, all employees were to get 5% judges, or perhaps if employees got 4%, judges might get 4%, plus an additional 1%. I don't know that for sure. We're going to continue to say 10% is what we want until the council tells us to say otherwise. I say that only because the commission made it pretty clear that 10% was a very heavy lift. That 10% was twice as much as they recommended for everybody else for MA recommendations. And that was a very sizable increase. At the same time, as the chief noted, they seem to be genuinely interested in being supportive of the judiciary and the efforts to make sure compensation is at a point that will help us to and retain. There's one point of information that might be good for you to know. The annual judicial salary tracker has been updated by the National Center for State Boards. That's updated with information that state board administrators provide in July of every year and in January of every year. The rankings has just released last month. With the current salary structure for the trial court judges, have the 12th highest salary, trial court judges in Utah, have the 12th highest salary in the country. And when adjusted for cost of living, that goes up to the 7th highest. That might be something that the commission also considers.
I'm concerned that if we rank our compensation higher, we don't get judges. That is a burden on our staff, that we're saying to our staff, it's more important that we get 10% raise, because if we don't get judges, even if we pay our staff more, they're still doing a tremendous amount of work. And I think it is a disservice to them, and it's a disservice to the public, because we may have been below inflation, but I think if you look around, nobody else was getting a 10% raise last year. And I think we need to be cognizant of that, that if we rank that above getting people that will actually help us do our job and relieve the burden on the judges that are existing, as well as our staff, I just think it sends the wrong message if we put it up so high.
And on top of the message, the workloads where they are, at least when I'm working with the juvenile court, I'm not as cognizant of what's going on in the district court, but it's untenable. We can't we can't manage the workloads with the numbers where they are. And that does, it affects staff, it affects attorneys, and it's affecting everybody.
Well, and that's the question, right, is how will our compensation affect our ask for judges? Well, what's the interplay there?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we obviously don't know how many of these items will get funded, and if you had the judicial salary request, it would take that to 16.8, so almost $17 million. I don't think we're going to get that investment. Pop anybody out of it. So I want the legislature to fund all of these things. I would just say to you, I think we need to be prepared to not get all 11 priorities, 11 once judicial compensation is added back in. If we had among the top three, wherever we decide to rank them, court interpreters, new judges, and judicial compensation, that would be $5.7 million. It would surprise me if we got anything lower than that. $11 million would be quite a bit, and would be certainly the highest number that the judiciary has ever received. We are being cautioned considerably by both the legislature and the executive branch in terms of budget expectations. I will tell you that's something that's a little bit of a message that comes every year. They always want to tone down expectations. Well, you heard this from the legislature and from the executive branch. It seems to be more than just a message to get out there for people to request everything that they want. It seems to be based on some trends that are a little bit concerning. Same kind of red and bishop.
So maybe with that statement you just made in mind, this question won't make a whole lot of sense, but I was going to ask you, what have our historical asks been? They have approved. You said 11 million, we're not likely to get more than that. In fact, that's the largest amount we've requested. What have we historically?
Less than 5
million. Oh, so it's sizable. We're not talking about just 1 to 2 million, it's almost double.
Yeah. Yeah, what was a few years ago.
Bring that up for you. Stop shining.
I'm just going to throw, I think maybe we look at it as like number 8. And again, only because I would rather have more people on the bench with what we got last year than we don't get as many judges. And this is our first year of saying to the legislature, we need 10 judicial officers to do our job in this state.
But to be fair on that point, I think this only muddies the water, but I think it's an important point. I don't think, I could be wrong, I'll let Ron speak to it. What's the likelihood of us getting all of those judicial officers?
We know we probably aren't. I mean, the reality is we probably aren't, but it's our first time of actually saying to them, this is what we need to do our job.
I'm just not sure hiring 10 additional underpaid judicial officers is the answer, right? There's a serious issue with compensation. Just hire more underpaid judges. Is that establishing a benchmark for the legislature that they can make do? I mean, they are, they have made do with underpaid.
But we're 7th in the country now. We're not 48, we're 7th.
Not so. And the Compensation Commission may not endorse our decision.
Since we kind of expect we won't get all of the judges, would it make sense to maybe put the compensation number right below the judges? Because you're still waiting to hear what if they're even going to propose it, because it might disappear altogether.
We don't even know how they'll, yes, that's correct, in terms of that compensation request. And haven't even been able to take a temperature on how people will respond when they see a request for 10 judicial officers. So those are two big unknowns.
Right, and so we could massage those numbers as the session unfolds. And then again, knowing that maybe the compensation just doesn't come out, that's right there, it's a lower number, and at least some of that is right there on people's minds.
There's also one additional factor that I'm letting you further. With the commissioner compensation, that could just be or adding a commission, it could just be budget, because that's just money they give us than we approve the position, right? But on judicial officers, we have to get a legislator to run a bill.
Yes, I'll say, we'll have many as we're going to say.
Right.
Have to set it by the district.
So that.
So that's.
Even if it's our priority, if we can't fight somebody to, and the last thing we want to do is split them up, because if we, I assume we don't want to go to, you know, this judicial position wants Davis County, you want this senator to run it versus this, because that would turn into a turf war.
It's quite possible that that would result in positions getting funded that are not necessarily consistent with our priorities, but are consistent just with their cloud, what's it with a cloud.
Right.
So for that reason, we have through Michael pursued the same sponsor every year to run these kinds of bills that improve judgments, and the same person runs them regardless. Well, we go to legislators in those districts and say, hey, just so you know, we're asking for the juvenile court judge in the fourth district. If you can speak in favor of this, the committee that would be great. So we do that, and it comes to the person from this sponsor. I'm really quick to Judge Dorita's question. Last year it was about $8 million in ongoing funds and another $1 million in veterans.
If we didn't prioritize it at all, the legislature decides to give all state employees a 5% increase, would that automatically result in judges getting a 5% increase, or could they consider not including?
They could consider not including. So the COLA and everything else that's given to employees is not necessarily given to judges. Often it is, and it would probably, I would feel pretty good saying that they would be likely to include that as well. There have been times when they have not, though, because you know there have been times when they have not given judges a cost of living increase when they have employees. So that's the answer to that question. They don't have to, because the judicial compensation has to be specified separately in a bill. And technically, judges don't get COLAs, they don't get performance increases, they don't get merit, they just get whatever that bill says that they get. I also don't, I'd be surprised if we saw compensation for employees as high as we saw in this past legislative session.
So let me follow up on that then. So if we put it higher, though, they're going to understand that it's more important to us, and there's a better chance that if they do a COLA, that they would think, okay, hey, this is where we ought to look at this. Or, I mean, I'm afraid if we put it too low, then they'll be like, hey, we took care of them last year. Is that a fair sentiment?
I think that's probably accurate.
Historically, how many times has the legislature rejected the recommendation from the compensation commission?
Or adjusted it?
Or adjusted it, yeah.
Michael,
which I was treating
as an amendment.
But yeah.
Michael, do you have any sense of that?
I don't know.
I've looked back through old compensation commission reports, and I can't recall. They certainly don't adhere strictly, the legislature, to the commission's recommendations, but they often try to do something that hews in line with what the recommendation is. So if there's a COLA plus something, the legislature gives that very serious consideration, but they're certainly not bound, and there certainly have been times in the past where the commission has made a recommendation and the legislature refused to adopt it.
Okay, so I'm looking back at management from July, and they gave us a breakdown. So fiscal year 2001 to 2002, we got a 4% increase. Fiscal year 2003, 2004, nothing. 2005, 1.01%, 2006, 6%, 2007, 3%, 2008, we had a 10%. 2009, 5, 10, 11. Okay, so you can see there that we've gone through, it's almost like a cycle.
Yes. And the cycle of having to push for very big raises and then having nothing or pretty small.
Right.
And do these amounts include the cost of living?
Usually, probably like those 2%. Yeah. So like if it's.
This includes everything.
Yeah, so like a 2% is probably the cost of living that we got.
Ron, will you scroll up again so I can see the top? The amount there is the amount for trial court judges. That's the amount that's listed.
That's why you were kind of saying that you thought maybe following this last year's raise, 5% is maybe more realistic, because it looks like when we followed a 10% bump, the next year's been kind of 4%, 5% in that range.
Yes. And because that will give us a 3-year increase of 20%, which I believe would be the highest 3-year bump. Oh,
3 years.
The 5 fools 18.
Oh, right.
The same thing at 5, which is,
yeah. I was saying,
oh, like, that
would be 20%,
right,
which would be higher than what I believe is the current 3-year high of 19%, which is why this is the FY. I'm not sure.
Well, but that, the timing of 08, 09 couldn't have been better, because there was a big raise and there was a huge recession. And there was actually a set, but some of us have been around a while. There were actually sessions in 09 and us taking a bomb pair of pay cut. There wasn't.
Locals haven't been in place for
the
period.
It wasn't a session about raises. That's why there's those multiple years with zeros. At the time, we were thankful that we didn't have to pursue this.
Yes.
Discussion.
So just as a matter of interest, 2 years ago, when we did not prioritize this, we did not prioritize judicial compensation, judges did get a 5% increase. That was because that was consistent with employees received 3.5% increase, or 3% increase, and then an additional 2 or 2.5% given for increases. And as the legislative fiscal analyst came to us and said, you want judges to just get the whole 5.5? And then you see that you're prior to that.
Well, so I have a question just in general about credibility. Do we lose credibility with the Compensation Commission and then ultimately with the legislature if we make a request for 10%, recognizing that historically it's not likely to happen because it's never happened? We just look foolish making that request rather than going to them and saying, look, 5% seems to be more in the sweet spot in terms of what you've done for us in the past and given us a big bump. So that's we're not asking for more than that. Talk to me about how we
sure
proceed.
I think that it depends in large part upon the details of the arguments that we provide to them that justify the increase that we're asking for. So one of the things that we presented to them last year was some information that Nick was kind enough to gather for us, and that was compensation that was being provided by a variety of law firms in Utah for first year associates. And then Nick, they gave us the second number. Was that 8 years, 10 years, something like that?
We did three ranges. I think it was I think it was initial offer 3 to 5 and then 7 to 11.
Okay. And that was pretty persuasive to be able to show to them. I'd like to be able to do the same thing this year to gather some of that information. We know that there are still a small number of firms in Utah that are starting their first year associates higher than what trial court judges may or may not. So that still is the case. There are some that still offer between 12 and 205 in that neighborhood for first year associates. That's not the rule, right? That's the exception. We also know that many law firms have subsequently increased their compensation, not that the 205 rule, but have increased their compensation significantly by 10%, 15%, whatever, to try to keep up, to show their
associates that they're trying to recruit, we are doing everything we can to increase. I don't know where those numbers fall out right now. So those are the numbers that we're seeing.
And this is just our prioritization, and we can change it if the compensation commission does. Look like it's going to fare us well. That's fair.
If I can say one thing, I would agree with Elizabeth and maybe one or two others that everything that I have heard and from visiting with people, at least down in St. George, that pay for performance is so important. And it gives a way of hanging on to those valuable employees. And I can appreciate the fact that we gave as a number one priority 2 years ago is judicial assistance, but there's a reason why we did that. I mean, we can all agree the work. There's a reason why I think that now that so many JAs are not real happy. I think all of us have gone through our own struggles here and there with COVID and seeing the additional responsibilities that they get. And even though they got that bump, that I think they're appreciative, but
turnover back up again. By the way, it went down significantly.
Yep,
now it's back up. We're filling the positions faster, but the turnover is still very high.
So, 27%. Thank you. I would personally be in favor that as far as prioritizing, that we not put any kind of judicial compensation above the pay for performance. And a little bit what you said, you know, Michael, you know, I don't think this is, and correct me, Ron, you would know and Michael would know, but when you're, if a typical way of negotiating is, hey, let's say 10 and get 5. But I think that number and how great it is, we want to try to keep that number down as much as possible is what I would think. And so if 5 is a possible realistic number, why not go with the 5?
We've asked the chief and he's pushing 10. But his efforts and funding was justified when it was asked for.
Well, I'm certainly not trying to undercut the chief's great work here, but I think our job too is to look at the whole landscape and do what each of us maybe feel is best for all.
And the chief, is it accurate for me to say that much of your recommendation was wanting to be consistent with the position of the council last year, that we were looking for a 20% increase, and so we received half of that for judges, and this would be the other half? Is that a correct statement?
That's part of it. Now, I recognized last year that it was unlikely that the legislature would give us more than the commission had recommended. But I wanted to make the request based on what I perceived to be, you know, the need and what is necessary to move the needle, to retain quality judges, to get more applications. So it wasn't surprising that they went at 10%, but I feel comfortable asking for 10%, although I'm happy to do whatever the council wishes to do.
May I just make another observation? I'm concerned about the precedent that is getting set. You know, if the interpreters threaten to walk, if we continue to have clerks quitting right and left, then we just continue to build their compensation structures, expense judiciary. I mean, we're not going to walk. So it seems like it's just going to be an ongoing problem. You said that it went down, the loss of staff, but now it's starting to rise again. And I just keep thinking, is that just going to be the pattern? It's going to suppress it for a moment, and then we'll go right back to losing people. And so we're going to have to keep adjusting those salaries. And each time we do that, then we just put the judicial compensation lower and lower on the priority list. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to lose staff any more than anyone else does. And I certainly don't want to have districts that don't have enough judges. And I don't want to lose interpreters. But it seems like they have hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but it seems like they have some leverage to use to get more money, and we're always just begging for consideration. And if my memory serves me, the Compensation Commission last year, when I listened to the hearing, there was a sentiment that we should just be treated like all state employees, period. So if the state was going to give a 4% raise to all state employees, then that's what the judge should get. We shouldn't get more, probably not less, but certainly not more. I think it's